From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump is attending the swearing-in of Defense Secretary James Mattis. Mr. Trump arrived at the Pentagon following a joint news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
May hinted the special relationship with the U.S. does not mean it will not require work.
There will be times when we disagree and issues on which we disagree. The point of the special relationship is that we are able to have that open and frank discussion so that we are able to make that clear when it happens. But I'm clear also that there are many issues on which the United Kingdom and the United States stand alongside one another, many issues on which we agree. And I think, as I said yesterday in my speech, that we are at a moment now when we can build an even stronger special relationship, which will be in the interests not just of the UK and the United States, but actually in the interests of the wider world as well.
The British leader also said Mr. Trump had pledged his 100% support behind NATO. Trump raised concerns in European capitals with statements that he has made saying NATO is obsolete and that other members need to start paying their share for their own defense. On Trump's stance on Russia, he said it is very early to be talking about sanctions when asked whether he would lift sanctions after a planned phone call Saturday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In other news, the United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told rebels early in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed.